Hi, and welcome to Rebel Soul Health Radio. I'm your host, Megan Pearson. I'm an ex-television director turned modern-day hippie who knows the importance of staying grounded in the everyday. As someone who has zigged when everyone else is zagging, it's only now, 4 decades into my life, that I see the true value in following your heart, intuition, and gut instinct. Problem is, most of us are lost on how to truly connect to our soul's desire. And we've been lied to about what it takes to find happiness from within. And it does not mean leaving your husband and moving to a foreign country to make it happen. I believe this Eat, Pray, Love movement that has been prominent these last years has done a real disservice to those of us that don't have the means or the desire to ditch our life in exchange for healing. I'm a passionate student of life, food, breath, and plant medicine, and use my years of experience working in the corporate world to help this magical work make sense to everyone. I'm here to share my story as well as what it took to move on from personal bankruptcy, bulimia, and alcohol addiction, plus how I found true healing that allowed me to embrace later in life pregnancy and motherhood after many health and fertility challenges along the way. If you're ready to step outside of your comfort zone, take your life and health into your own hands, and finally feel truly connected and in love with your body and soul, then join me every single week. Rebel Soul Health Radio will offer an intimate look into my world, my struggles and successes, as well as potent insight and tools for my guests, fabulous friends, and spiritual teachers, all with a no-bullshit approach to personal development, motherhood, spirituality, food freedom, and how to be a truly rebellious soul. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey there, Rebel Soul. Have you ever felt like there's been something holding you back from reaching your goals, but you can't quite place it? Well, often that something is called resistance. This is your inner roadblock to getting you what you want. Picture this. You have a goal in mind. Let's say you want a healthy and happy relationship, but every time you get close to it, things go haywire or you end up self-sabotaging. Well, my friend, that is when resistance raises its pesky head and says hello. Welcome to this week's episode of Rebel Soul Health Radio. I am your host, Meg, and today we are diving deep into something called resistance. A few episodes back, I talked about shadow work, and if you haven't listened to that episode, please go on back, have a quick listen. It's only about 10 minutes long. And the next logical thing for me to share about is resistance. So what is the connection between resistance and shadow work? Well, shadow work is all about delving into the unconscious. Those hidden, icky, sometimes icky, not always, but those hidden parts of ourselves. And how do we spot those hidden aspects? How do we start to identify that they're there? Well, you guessed it, through resistance. Resistance is like a signal from our unconscious mind telling us that there's something we need to explore and work on. When we feel resistance, it's as if we're rowing a boat against the current, rowing upstream. Our conscious self sets a course for a desired outcome like that healthy relationship, but then there are other parts of us, these hidden fragments that push us in the opposite direction. It's like a crew pulling in different directions, causing friction and making it nearly impossible to progress. But here's a crucial thing to understand. Resistance is usually always valid. It's not really self-sabotage, as a lot of people like to believe, but instead, it's a protective mechanism of these little parts that exist within us, these vulnerable parts, these hurt parts, these parts that have experienced pain or harm in the past and are simply trying to shield us from that potential pain from happening once again. So how do we deal with resistance? Well, the key is not to fight against it, but to acknowledge and accept it as a valid message from deep within. Think of it like your inner child speaking to you. Resistance really is like a cry for attention, understanding, or healing from parts of ourselves. The goal, though, is to listen. So imagine then trying to row that boat once more, but without shushing or disciplining the parts that are in opposition, right? Because this is what most of us want to do. If resistance comes up, if we're not really understanding what's happening, we often try to shut down those parts of us, to overturn them, to gaslight these parts of ourselves. But what we need to do is have a compassionate chat with them, a compassionate conversation with those parts, addressing their concerns and their fears, speaking to that inner child. This way, we can get all of these crew members on board of the boat rowing in harmony toward the common goal. But now let's address the ego. Some see the ego as a separate entity, but really, the ego is just a sum of all of these protective mechanisms we've developed over time. And these mechanisms serve to help us keep safe and guide our actions based on past experiences, which is helpful sometimes, but often can be detrimental. When traumatic events occur, especially during childhood, they leave imprints on our psyche, and our child's mind might interpret these experiences in ways that aren't entirely accurate. For instance, if mom was mad, we might assume that we are bad, even though mom could be mad about something completely unrelated to us or our actions. These interpretations linger in our unconscious, influencing our reactions and the decisions we make. So when we face similar situations to those triggering events, we feel resistance. It's like the ego reminding us not to touch the hot stove because it burned us before, right? So how do we dig deeper into resistance and uncover its root cause? Well, there are different techniques that we can explore. Self-inquiry and journaling, asking yourself questions about the feeling of resistance when you feel it come up, and just letting yourself free write about all of your thoughts and all of the emotions you're having. You can talk it out. Verbally processing your conflicting thoughts with friends and family can be super helpful. You can use visualization and future self techniques, you know, just imagining having what you desire and noticing any negative beliefs or self-talk that arises and then leaning into that and trying to figure out where it's coming from. You can connect to your dreams by paying attention to them and setting intentions before you sleep to help explore your resistance. And you can just search your feelings on any given moment of any given day. And this is the one that I love to do. Anytime when I'm moving through life and I make a decision or I make a choice or I'm starting to take an action, I tune into my body, check what's coming up. And if there's any sort of physical, emotional, mental resistance, I lean into it. Don't often get the answer right away about where that resistance is coming from, but if I go back to it through the course of the day, I can typically come to a conclusion about what part of me is seeking safety. Now, the important thing to remember about resistance is the biggest key is to just be aware of this feeling that comes with resistance. It is a feeling, a sensation that is nuanced based on the situation, but it is the common thread that leads us into the realm of the shadow work and allows us to begin illuminating these dark parts of ourselves. So the next time you do encounter this resistance, don't battle against it. Don't push it away. Don't think that there's something wrong with you for feeling it, but instead embrace it. Thank you for its message. Approach it with curiosity and compassion. This is the way that we get to bring all of the parts of ourselves into alignment and move forward with more purpose and wholeness. So I hope that this sheds a little bit of light on what resistance is. You might hear this term thrown around a lot in the personal development world. Community development is what it should be, because as I have said in the past, I do feel like, and I'm learning more and more how this whole almost toxic individualization, self-help world is really not serving us, and that we really need to get back into community and into circle. This is why I've created my Breath Alchemy Circle. That is a community where we are working to heal together. It's why I am also actively beginning to really learn how to decolonize my language and my business. And, you know, I really do see the world through this white lens. I have come from white privilege, and I want to start to also educate people like me who are out on this path, who have learned about all of these different theories and methodologies and healing modalities through a white lens, how we can begin to dismantle that and make this work more accessible to everyone, from the global majority included. And so if you're interested in learning more from me about all of this work, if you're interested in learning about breath work, please go to my website. I'm going to drop a link in the show notes here where you can learn about breath work and how it is such an amazing tool for facing our resistance, for understanding where these parts of us are coming from and what they need from us in order to heal, and to join me on this journey where I'm going to be doing this work through a different lens as we move forward. And I'm really, really excited about this shift that's happening in myself and in my business. And stay tuned for some future longer podcast episodes where I hope to be interviewing some incredible leaders in this space as well. Wishing you a beautiful, blessed day. Until next time. Thanks so much for listening, my rebel soul. Please, if you would be so kind, I would be grateful if you could share, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Please follow the show over on Instagram at Rebel Soul Health Radio and share what you thought about this week's episode. Don't forget to tag us. For more information on today's show, please head over to my website at meganpearson.ca. Until next time, Rebels.